go.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
Whoa, get ready, Bam-a-lam. Whoa, get ready, Bam-a-lam. Whoa, get ready, Bam-a-lam. Get ready to ride.
All right, all right, all right. Should we be concerned? I'm over here having a cough attack off the air, and Art's sneezing uncontrollably. Uh-oh.
Art, and he did that the whole time we were in the studio, too. And he's like, it's just allergies. I'm like, I can't trust that right now.
I did have to take my mask off to sneeze, though.
Why would you do that?
It was just going to splatter back in my face.
Better yours than poor Sal over there having to deal with you.
We're in different studios, though.
We are. At least we're all in our own studios, quarantined. Producer Art's in his own there at the radio station. Sal running master control, hitting all the buttons. I'm at my home studio. Greg is in his living room hanging out. So we're doing our part, and we hope...
What? I love how you describe everybody's working, and you're like, and Greg's in his, and then Greg's in his living room hanging out.
Greg is shirtless on the couch with his gravity blanket on right now, and he has this headset.
So you know what I bought?
What?
I bought a tiger blanket so I could watch my Tiger King with a tiger blanket.
Oh my goodness. Well, good morning, everybody. And we do hope you are wearing your masks. That is definitely what you should be doing if you have to head out. Please cover your nose, cover your mouth. You can make it at home for now if you can't find, the real professional ones. I know Rose from San Jose texted in this morning. She is making masks for the whole family. And she's like, somebody please help me. I live with four men. I have my husband and three sons. Every morning, my first task is to clean and wipe down the bathroom because they apparently cannot make it. They miss every single time they try to pee.
And you know what? It doesn't get any better when you get older. I still can't make it in the toilet bowl. I really can't. It's terrible. And I have tile in my bathroom, so it's apparent. And that's why I know now why my mother had her own bathroom. None of the boys were allowed to go in my mother's bathroom.
Do you, and be honest, do you do the sit-down move in the middle of the night if you get up to use the restroom?
Yeah, me too. No, but I should. I should. I really should. But I definitely wake up every morning and there's stuff all over the floor.
Oh, no. Well, good
I'm
morning.
Terrible. Yeah. Well, then I have to clean it up.
And hello to all of our essential employees out there getting up and keeping us going, keeping this thing called life moving forward right now. We appreciate you. We love you. If, you are a business owner, or just, someone that knows of a business that's open and could use some shout-outs and some help right now, we would love to spread the love. So send us a text, 888-456-9970. Those are the numbers you're going to want to call because we're going to play Big Money Minute. Mike in Hayward, he won $1,000 last hour.
Ooh,
he killed it. And in record time, he got them all correct in 50 seconds. So we gave him $1,000. You could be next. Call us now. Once again, the number 888-456-9970. And we will play next on Big Bay Mornings at 99.7 now.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And we're going to play with Rhonda in San Jose. Hi, Rhonda. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good. We're hanging in there. Are you sheltering in place? Are you off to work? What's your deal?
Your plan? No, shelter in place.
Good for you. And this is an important week, so stay home.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going out anywhere.
Awesome.
I've been delivered.
Yeah, there it is. And shout out to all of our delivery drivers for doing that. We do appreciate you. And thank you for listening at home. And so here we go. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you get them all right within that time, Rhonda, we're going to give you
$1,000. Okay.
Good luck. Take a deep breath because we are going to begin now.
Ready, set, go.
Spell separate. Spell separate.
S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E.
What Bay Area city is home to the Great Mall?
Milpitas.
What color do you find at the bottom of the rainbow?
Orange.
Sheldon Cooper is a character from what TV show?
What's it called? I watch it every night. Oh, my gosh. Pass for now.
What is 5 times 6 minus 12?
18.
Who played the title role in the 1993 movie Mrs. Doubtfire?
Robin Williams.
What former San Francisco Giant holds the record for the most career home runs?
Oh, gosh. Will Clark.
True or false, Mount Everest is in the United States?
False.
Ooh, oh. We made it through eight.
All right. We ran out of time. It's harder than you think it is when you
I
know. The pressure of that clock ticking.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. I couldn't think of the name.
The Big Bang Theory.
You know what? Let's give you that one since you came back around.
You're so nice, Greg.
Well, it's not going to be me giving away money. Separate. You added an E where there should have been an A. Yes, Milpitas, that's where the Great Mall is. It's actually violet that you'll find at the bottom of the rainbow, not orange. You got it right when you came back around. Big Bang Theory, Sheldon Cooper. 5 times 6 minus 12 is 18. Robin Williams, he played Mrs. Doubtfire. It's the ultimate cheater in baseball. Barry Bonds, he has the most career home runs. Not Will Clark, but Will Clark was a Giant, so at least you got the right team there. And it is false that Mount Everest is in the United States. You got through 8 of them.
All right.
All right, Rhonda. Well, here's the good news. You can call back and play as much as you would like to try to win that money, okay?
Will do. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome. You as well. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
Up next, in about 6 minutes, Secret Sound Contest. Yes, back again for another week and more money to be given out. $1,200 is in the jackpot. We will play you the sound, and Greg will give you the first clue of the day coming your way next.
Oh, no.
More of Big Bay Mornings coming up next.
Oh, yeah. I listen every day on my way to work.
99.7 now.
Let's go.
Secret Sound. And Shelly joins us with her son, Zev, in El Cerrito. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Nice. Well, welcome to the Secret Sound. You guys are caller 9, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you the sound, which is relatively new. I know Friday we played it a couple times. Greg and I have not heard this yet, but we're going to play that sound now. Have you guys heard it yet, the sound?
We have not.
We have not heard it. This will be our first time.
Awesome. Well, let's start by playing the sound. Here it is. Okay, that's the sound.
That is a long one this time.
Let's do it one more time. One more time, since we haven't heard it yet. I have a guess, too, but they won't tell me what the sound is. I don't know. So, well, here we go, guys. We'll start with a clue. Greg?
I'm usually a barrier for when you're dry and it's raining.
I need you to bury it for when it's dry or when it's raining. That's what they said.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Yes. $1,200 on the line, guys. What do you think the secret sound is?
I think it's taking your umbrella.
Be specific.
Shaking your umbrella out after you close it. You shake your umbrella off
with water.
Oh. Right, shaking the water off. Once you close it, you collapse the umbrella. You're shaking the water off. Is that the secret sound?
Oh, my goodness. So sad. I'm so sorry.
Oh, well.
But we do love that you played as a family. We encourage groups to play and everybody get together and play this game together and make your guesses. So y'all keep trying, and hopefully you can get through again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, stay safe out there. And if you are not a part of our insider group, you should do that because you get bonus clues there. You can sign up at 997now.com. I believe Greg's going to do the honors of giving you a bonus clue today around 10, 20, 10:30, yes?
And the great thing about those is they're on video, so you get to see which stage of quarantine we're in. So you'll get to see, like, am I wearing a shirt? Am I wearing shoes anymore? You'll find out later today, but you got to join the Insider Club at 997now.com.
There it is. 8:30 Dirty's on the way. What's happening, Greg?
Well, Tiger King fans have been demanding more. Is Netflix about to give you what you want? Find out next in Yo Dirty.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty
on the 30.
Headlines.
The government is warning people that the next 2 weeks are extremely important, and I quote, this is the moment to not be going to the grocery store and not going to the pharmacy. Dr. Anthony Fauci also said it's likely that coronavirus will become a seasonal occurrence like the flu, but in the future, of course, hopefully we will be prepared for it. And a tiger at New York City's Bronx Zoo is the first known tiger to test positive for the coronavirus.
Man, it's been a rough couple of weeks for tigers. We got the Tiger King out there trying to get the tigers. Now we got coronavirus getting the tigers.
This 4-year-old female tiger and 5 other lions, they were showing respiratory symptoms, and this one tiger did test positive. The animals are thought to be infected by an asymptomatic zoo employee, which is crazy. That means a human gave it to a tiger.
I had heard that cats can get this, but I didn't think that cats and humans could give it back and forth.
And I really hope this number isn't real, but it probably is. There's a new survey that's out that found that almost 80% of single people say if they got a good match right now on a dating app, they would try to meet up in person for a date.
Yes, Clint.
No! Stay home!
Oh, that's coming from someone who has someone.
You can have her. I'll stay by myself for a while.
Okay. I'll take her.
They're saying that men are twice as likely to risk the in-person meetup.
Men are twice as likely to do anything that's dumb. Come on. We think with the other head.
Sassy Sports.
Well, it's been a rough few weeks for Steph Curry. Last week, he admitted his frustrating 5-hour struggle of putting together a basketball hoop. And then this weekend, he hopped on an Instagram Live video with former teammate JaVale McGee, where he talked about how his daughter Riley dissed his teaching abilities.
Then after the class is over, I'm the one that's got to sit there and dish out the paper and all the materials so that she got to sit there and do it. So,
oh, wow. So you're a teacher's assistant, basically.
I'm absolutely, yeah. And basically like a star rating. She told my mom today, she said, I'm a 3-star teacher. I said, dang. That's cold.
The disrespect.
Like that. That's so cold-blooded. I am investing into your future, young lady.
Dang, Benny, are you helping Alyssa with her homework, or is that all just the teacher doing it?
It's all the teacher. We check it from time to time. But listen, if he's a 3-star, I'm probably a 1-star teacher, so don't feel so bad.
And if you do miss the NBA or just the players, you can check out the NBA Instagram live feed. They're doing a lot of player-to-player chats. Steph also did one with his brother, Dallas Maverick star Seth Curry. You know, we got to get on this, Benny. We gotta do like a happy hour or something soon.
We talked about this yesterday to do it this week, so we should aim for a Thursday or Friday. We'll keep you updated.
All right, look for that. It's coming. And after weeks of trying to create a path forward, the NBA is now negotiating with the players' union to shut down the season altogether. It's most likely there will be no playoffs or championship in 2020. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment report.
Well, good morning, all you cool cats and kittens out there. It looks like we're getting another Tiger King episode.
Oh, yes.
So according to Jeff Lowe, you know, the guy who took over, or more like stole the zoo from Joe Exotic, he said that Netflix is releasing one more episode at some point this week.
There's so much more story to tell. I've even been listening to the podcast. There's a podcast as well as the TV show.
We don't know if this is a reunion special or a follow-up episode, but be on the lookout for that at some point this week. And speaking of Tiger King, Joe Exotic's first husband, John, you know, the no shirt, no teeth guy.
Yeah.
He wants Channing Tatum.
Actually, he had 3. Teeth.
Well, he wants either Channing Tatum or Shia LaBeouf to play him if there's ever a Tiger King movie that comes out.
Okay, well, they have their teeth. He better shoot lower.
And Peek revealed in an Instagram post that she and her son spent weeks in isolation after testing positive for coronavirus last month. But a few days ago, they were retested and both came back negative. She has also pledged $1 million to help fight coronavirus. And by now, I think a lot of us are familiar with working from home. But what about dating from home? So two guys here in San Francisco started an online dating series called Quarantined Bachelor, based off the TV show, of course, The Bachelor. But instead of a rose, though, they give you a roll of toilet paper.
I thought you were going to say a mask.
If you want to watch the episodes, their Instagram page is @QuarantinedBachelor.